Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast, smart move. Being financially savvy, smart move. Another smart move, having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. It's 94 WIP. Check it out there. Boy, do we have ourselves a day here in Philadelphia. And that was an ugly weekend. I mean, it's as bad with the stakes of the Phillies and obviously just in general with the Eagles' loss as you could have. Phillies lose 5-3 on Saturday. Eagles lose 21-17 on Sunday. An ugly sports weekend. We're going to vent today on WIP on the Midday Show. We're going to be live at Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. Come on by. Listen or watch the show live on YouTube. All right, look, there's a lot to unpack, and there's a lot of blame to go around, but I want to spend this episode talking about the coaches. I want to talk about the manager of the Phillies, Rob Thompson. I want to talk about the head coach of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, because I thought they both had really tough days and days that they got exposed by their peers that are higher level performers than they are. Let's start with the Phillies on Saturday. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say Rob Thompson is the only reason the Phillies lost the game. Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper didn't hit. Bader goes out with an injury. It forces Castellanos into the kind of pinch hitting spot he's not going to succeed in against Tyler Glass now there. That's a bad matchup for him. And it's not where you want to use Castellanos off the bench. So it's not all on Rob Thompson. And I do think Dave Dombrowski could have given him more in the bullpen. The Painter situation hurt this baseball team. Obviously, Wheeler, there's a cumulative effect of all that. Who knows what the hell is going on right now of Ranger Suarez. But I just want to go to the sequencing to end the sixth inning to start the seventh inning because I thought Rob Thompson really made a mistake. And I think Dave Roberts got him. So, end of the sixth inning, David Robertson comes in and the Dodgers pinch hit Max Muncy. Not a great matchup, not the one the Phillies wanted. They wanted Robertson on the righty, but obviously the call was made and Dave Roberts got Muncy in the game. Muncy hit a couple balls hard. Ultimately, all six pitches look like balls. Muncy got himself out, and we go to the seventh. And this is where I think Rob Thompson missed the mark, and Dave Roberts won the day. So the typical Dodgers lineup has Ohtani 1, Betts 2, Freeman 3. So lefty, righty, lefty. And that feels like a pocket of the lineup for Matt Strom to get out. He has had a lot of success against Shohei Ohtani. And you got two lefties in that pocket with Freeman as a third guy. But on Saturday night, Dave Roberts did something different. He moved up Teoscar Hernandez to the third spot in the order and dropped Freddie Freeman down to number 4. So what that created was lefty, righty, righty at 1-2-3. And what I thought made no sense then, and as I think through it now, makes even less sense, is Rob Thompson not starting that inning with Matt Strom. So he asked David Robertson, a 41-year-old, to get back up, right? He got the out, didn't look particularly great, sat for a while, then had to get back up. So he comes in back in the seventh inning, and he does not perform well against Andy Páez, a righty, against Will Smith, the righty. So I know those are righties, but those are not as dangerous combination of righties as Mookie Betts and Teoscar Hernandez. So clearly the idea was he wanted Strom on Ohtani. That was the matchup. But the way he could have created that matchup in a more ideal world would have been bring him in to start that inning. He faces Páez, Smith, and Ohtani. And if he gets them all out, 1-2-3, he's done off Ohtani. You start the next inning with Orion Kerkring. Or you start the inning that way. If it goes great, great. If it doesn't, his last batter is Ohtani. That's the third batter of the inning. He's going to face the two righties and then Ohtani. And then you have back-to-back righties likely for Kerkring to come and get in that spot. That had to be the plan. You cannot let Matt Strom face those two righties back-to-back in Betts and Hernandez. You are asking to get rocked there. And that's exactly what happened. So I thought the combination of asking Robertson to come back up, I thought the combination of that and not managing the seventh inning correctly screwed the Phillies in this game. It took a winnable game and made it unwinnable. It took a winnable game and made it out of reach for an offense that right now doesn't have it and didn't have it on Saturday night against Dodgers pitching. But the Dodgers are better. The Dodgers have more great players. They have more high-end players. They do. Doesn't mean the Phillies can't beat them, but you have to, if you're going to beat this team, you got to be on your P's and Q's. You got to manage the hell out of the game, and you have to not make mistakes. And the Phillies made mistakes. They let hittable pitches go by. They didn't hit a home run. It's going to be very hard to beat the Dodgers without home runs in the postseason so far. 9-2. The team that out-homers the other wins of the 11 playoff games we've had in Major League Baseball since last Tuesday. 9-2. Well, there's been 11 games with a home run discrepancy, right? Not a tie. 0-0, 1-1. When teams out homer their opponent so far in this postseason, it's 9-2, the winning formula. It's going to be impossible to beat the Dodgers without home runs. So the Phillies bats need to wake up. Harper needs to hit one. Schwarber needs to hit one. We got to cross our fingers Bader could play tonight, but that's obviously up in the air now. Drew's removed with the groin issue, which they originally thought was a hamstring issue on Saturday night. Phillies have some issues here. They're going up against a behemoth. They got to be better. They got to hit the little stuff, do the little stuff right. They didn't on Saturday night. They did not on Saturday night. And it's frustrating because they had Ohtani on the ropes a little bit in that second inning. They got the three runs off him, mostly because Teoscar Hernandez did not cut that ball in right center field. I don't know what the hell that was. That was weird. But they now have to look themselves in the eye tonight and hope Jesus Luzardo is ready to go. That hope he's ready to roll. Because that's the ballgame. They need him out there pitching well from the jump so they don't have to get into their bullpen. I said this all week. My biggest fear with this series is not the starters. It's not Duran. And I think the bats will do enough in a couple particular games, but it's that middle innings. The Phillies could lose those middle innings every night if they're not careful, if they don't make the right decisions, if they don't get the right matchups. The Dodgers, the Phillies are supposed to have the stronger bullpen. I don't really believe they do. Because when you throw Glasnow and Sasaki down there, we don't even see Kershaw the other night. It's a different bullpen than it was during the regular season. Tough night for Rob Thompson, and he cost his team in the seventh inning.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, let's get to Sirianni and the Eagles. And I'm going to use Kevin Petullo as an extension of Nick Sirianni. I'm tired of Sirianni hiding and not being part of the conversation lately because of his offense coordinator. That's his guy. That's his pick. That's his hand-picked guy that's been with him for years. That offensive game plan yesterday was a joke. And I'm not sure if Nick Sirianni lost his marbles yesterday or he let A.J. Brown dictate the offense. But whatever it was, that's not the Philadelphia Eagles formula to win football games. That is not. This reminds me, and I've been saying it for years now, this whole Jalen Hurts operation here, this whole Jalen Hurts run, this whole Jalen Hurts era, and the conversation around it reminds me so much of Russell Wilson in Seattle for so many reasons. One, I think they're similar players in terms of their skill sets. Jalen's a more powerful runner, but how they throw the ball deep down the sidelines, their weaknesses and their in the pocket stuff, taking sacks, all that stuff. Very good player, but there's some real weaknesses that get exposed the more you ask them to throw the football. And the Seahawks had a ton of success early in Russell's career, championship level success, because they recognized the formula, which is to run the football and not really let Russ cook. And then as time went on, team changed, personality changed, money changed, pressure changed, fans got, you know, all in the let Russ cook thing, and the Seahawks lost their way. Russell put up some better numbers, sure, but they lost their way as a true championship team. It was over. They were not really a championship team beyond those two trips to the Super Bowl. And anything else was more like 10 or 11 wins and pretend. Even the one year they won 12 was pretend. And the Eagles' offense this year is pretend. It's a pretend offense. It's not very good. And I look at what happened yesterday, and in the second half, when they were up 14 points, there were 24 plays called. There was one design run, 23 passes. One design run, 23 passes. The Eagles lost their identity. They lost their way. I recognize they have struggled to run the football. That balance, though, is completely out of whack. And I think part of it is the pressure that A.J. Brown put on the coaching staff this week and was able to put on Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo to throw the football. And they threw the ball over and over and over again, and they scored 17 points. That's not the formula. That's not how they win football games around here. It's amazing to watch them self-destruct like that because they hadn't self-destructed in that manner in quite some time. It was a game where Nick Sirianni was clearly outcoached by Sean Payton. Sean Payton kept it close to the best. Sean Payton ran the football. Sean Payton won time of possession. Sean Payton went for two, which changed the math on the entire game because the field goal later on put them up four. Sean Payton was by far the better coach, just like Dave Roberts was by far the better manager on Saturday night. And the Eagles better get this stuff together here because – look, they've had a tough stretch of five games. These teams are all good or solid at least. You know, Dallas looks like they're going to be more of a 7 or 8 win team, you know, now with the way they're playing offensively than maybe a 5 win team. So, okay, that's not – and it's a division game one. Okay, but that defense is obviously bad. Kansas City, very tough game in week two. Rams, very tough game. Bucks, tough game. And obviously Denver. So the schedule is what it is. And it should lighten up a little bit in the next 3 weeks with two Giants games. But that Minnesota game will not be easy. That defense will give Jalen Hurts and this Eagles offense trouble. in the dome in Minnesota with them off their bye. That will be a tough game. So, you know, let's say the Eagles beat the Giants in the two matchups next week and lose to the Commander, lose to the Vikings, which I think is possible. Now, losing to Wentz would be a disaster, but that's going to be a difficult game, right? So that puts them at what? They're 4-1, 6-3 as they enter the bye week, which is certainly a good record. But coming out of the bye, it's Packers and it's Lions, and it's real right away. It's a trip to Dallas, back home on Black Friday against Chicago, which should be a game they win. But then it's to play the Chargers in Los Angeles, and they should be healthier on the O-line by then. A Raiders game they should absolutely win at home. But after that, two Commanders and the Bills to end the season. This schedule is not easy. This is not going to be a simple, you know, just turnkey win after no matter what. They've been outgained and have less first downs, fewer first downs in each of the first five games. So this is going to be a season, and this is going to be a team that needs coaching. They're going to need to get on the same page. Otherwise, they're not going to win all these games against these good football teams. They are lucky to be where they are right now at 4-1. Their point differential, their first downs, their yards per play, their yards differential, it all points to a team that is way closer to 2-3 or 3-2 than a team that is 4-1. So Nick Sirianni has got to be better. He's got to find himself. He has to refine his identity. He has to get that locker room in order. They all seem like they're tight in there. Hurts and Brown don't talk. I saw their story yesterday, Ashlyn Sullivan had on NBC Sports Philadelphia before the game, about how the leadership council has canceled Victory Mondays. I combined that with Sirianni last week saying that they got to enjoy the wins more. They seem like a tight group. They seem like they're frustrated. They can't replicate what they had last year, and it's seeping into the way they play the game now. And then you throw the A.J. Brown thing in, and I fully believe Brown's antics is why they threw the football more yesterday. And if they're letting a loud, boisterous wide receiver get in the way of winning football, then they either got to get the loud, boisterous wide receiver out of here, or they got to retake control of their football team. Because whatever that was yesterday is not winning football. That's not it. That is not it at all. Though that second half play selection after the wheel route to Barkley was a joke. That is a joke. And I don't know how long that's going to take everyone to realize it. If you drop Jalen Hurts back to pass that often, he's going to take a million sacks. That's just what he does. He's going to take a million sacks. So he'll throw a couple pretty bombs, but there's going to be a lot of misses. There's going to be plays that should be there that aren't there. There's going to be a lot of sacks, and it's not going to be many points on the board. And time of possession yesterday was way, way, way towards the Denver Broncos. That is a stat the Eagles usually dominate in. That is it. That is it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's where the Eagles need to dominate. Time of possession, the little things. And what they did yesterday was let the Broncos play like the Eagles. The Broncos played yesterday like the Philadelphia Eagles typically play football. I thought Sirianni had an awful day by extension, Petula, the plays getting in late, the play calling. But that's Sirianni. I mean, this is your team. That's your coordinator. You have a hand in the offensive game plan. Let's not pretend you don't. That's all on him, too. The operational stuff's got to get better. The penalty's got to get better. The undisciplined nature's got to get better. For the first time in a while, Sirianni coached a poor football game. Topper had a tough night on Saturday. Sirianni had a really tough night on Sunday as the Eagles go down. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed is 94WIP. We got a lot to talk about on the midday show today. We're live at Chickies at Pete's in South Philadelphia. Come on by. Hang out with us. We'll be there 10 to 2. And we got a lot to discuss after two big Philadelphia losses and a rough, rough weekend around these parts. Thanks so much for listening, subscribing, and following WIP Daily.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new random zit. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.